بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Tonight being the 29th night of the month of Ramadan, can probably be the night of Qadr also, where Allah has promised in the Quran Sharif the reward of 1,000 months of ibadat. So it can be tonight also, the dua for tonight also, Allahumma innaka afoon تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ أَنِّي. As much as you can read in between our rakats of Qur'an tilawat. In the following riwayat, as the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullah in Fadha'il Ramadan has mentioned the signs of Lailatul Qadr. What are the signs? So Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Lailatul Qadr. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a sahabi who is presently buried at Al-Aqsa. Wulida fil Madinati al-Munawwara, born in Madina Munawwara. He took part in all the battles with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and finally gave his life in the path of Allah and buried at Maqbaratu Bab al-Rahma, the Qabristan of Bab al-Rahma, which is just outside the Al-Masjid al-Aqsa, where he was born and where he made his qabr, in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, right in Al-Aqsa. May Allah fill his qabr with nur and raise him. And give us also the jazba and the shauq and desire like Sahaba radiallahu anhum to strive in the path of Allah. Our dua is, Allah give us maut in Madina Munawwara, and they made dua, Allah give us shahadat in your path. If you wanted now, you could have sat in Madina Munawwara, my maut must come here. We're all the way buried in, right outside Masjid al-Aqsa, outside the wall of Masjid al-Aqsa. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Lailatul Qadr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is in Ramadan, during the last 10 nights, on the odd numbered nights, either the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, or the last night of Ramadan, it is the 29th night, which is tonight. Whoever stands up in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night, being nafil namaz, tahajjud namaz, salatu tasbih, whatever it may be, with sincere faith, with iman, and with genuine hope of gaining reward, iman and wahtisaba. Two things are mentioned with iman. He has faith, trust, iman in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has kept rewards on this night, and Allah wants to give. Allah wants to give. There's no way we can even imagine that Allah is going to hold back. Allah has plenty to give, and there's no decrease in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's just we have to now make the bar, so to say. We have to pick up a little bit of our qurbani for tonight, our du'as, our salah, and present ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants hidayat for us. Allah wants goodness for us. Allah wants to guide us, give us jannat. But who is there to take? Who is there to say, Allah, really, genuinely? He says, ziddi ke saath mangna, ziddi ke saath. Like our child asks and asks and asks. Continue asking. We know here in Durban, when the beggar comes to the window and I'll carry on knocking, knocking, till that robot turns green, he won't stop. Even though you tell him, he'll carry on knocking and carry on repeating and repeating and repeating. Allah wants us to ask like beggars also. Carry on tapping, carry on asking, repeating, repeating, repeating. So Allah does open the door. Till Allah lets, the door is open, it never closed. Till Allah allows us to come in. So the iman, with trust and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahtisaba, and with genuine hope of gaining reward, that Allah will reward me tonight. And Allah will reward, and Allah will give the award. So like how we get the awards in dunya. We know the awards in dunya, it looks gold, the trophy, but it's plastic. Allah will give genuine reward. And those rewards and those awards now, all will fill the heart of that person, will make him a genuine mu'min, a real believer, in love with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So if he stands up in worship on this night with sincere faith, iman, and with genuine hope of gaining reward, his previous sins will be forgiven. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu, all his previous sins will be forgiven, and not far-fetched for Allah to forgive all the sins. Nothing difficult for Allah to forgive the kabair, the major sins, and the minor sins, that we make intention, Ya Allah, to tonight forgive all my past sins. When Allah forgives the sins, there's no record anymore. One point to understand and to remember. Unlike in our dunya, whatever we're browsing on the internet, we might delete, but it's still on the cloud somewhere. Somewhere it's still now captured, is preserved, is recorded, and it can be taken out from the archives. When it comes to family, also dispute, you mentioned many other times, the wife will say, I forgive, but not forgotten. It will come out 5 years later, which we already forgot. Allah says, when you will make tawbah, it's forgiven and forgotten. There's no record of it. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah, which Dada Shaykh used to say, when Allah says that I will forgive and forget, Allah Himself deletes our records. Allah does not instruct the malaika. They are instructed to record. When it comes to deleting, Allah deletes Himself. Why? As the Hakim Sahib would explain, from the day of Qiyamah, even the malaika can't, say, Ihsan Jatlana. Even the malaika can't count the favor upon you, I did you a favor. I deleted. Allah says, no. I won't even allow them also to do that. I will delete it. I will delete it completely from my side. And here ulama say, on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah has to take Hisab Kitab, Allah says, Inna Allah Sadi'ul Hisab. Allah will very swiftly take your account. Allah says, I will take the account. Although you're the ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but even Allah will take our account, they say, in isolation, seclusion, behind closed doors. Behind closed doors, Allah will take it. And the riwayat says, Allah will open the files, and Allah will remind you, remember you did this, remember you did this, remember you did this. And now, we can't deny it. Person look down, yeah, Allah, I'm finished. If one time the wife finds just one record, and how the heart sinks. I forgot to delete this one. Yeah, Allah. I got caught out. Allah protect us. And Allah will now take out all the files. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most kind. And when insan will feel like I'm finished, and he thinks now behind him the entire makhluq is there, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is also hearing my entire files, Allah will say, look back. And you look back, he sees his closed doors. Allah will say, I conceal you in dunya, I'll conceal you today also. I've forgiven all your sins, go. I won't even take your hisab in the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because it will hurt my beloved's heart. It will hurt his heart. I won't even allow him to hear what gunas you've done. When Allah will delete, He will delete completely. Ulama say, when Allah says, I will delete, we also delete it. This is the important point. We also delete it. Don't hold on to the past sins. Yes, possibly we tasted the sweetness of the sins, the poison of it. There is some sweetness in there which Allah has kept as a test for us. We've tasted it. Whether it was some drugs, whether it's some haram website, some extramarital relationship we had, or the music and the movies, we tasted the haram of it, the sweetness of it. If Allah says, I'm deleting today, we also delete it. Don't even let that sweetness come into the heart again, that memory of it. How we should react now and act like I never did it. I don't know what you're talking about. The friend has to ask you, remember the old days, what are you talking about? It's finished, I can't even remember it. It's deleted. Absolutely deleted. If you hear somebody, to a youngster comes, I'm involved in a certain sin, our nafs will say, you also were involved, so don't show shock now. Tell him, no, it's alright, you'll get through it. Tell him, inna lillahi, Allah give you hidayat. The way you tell him now, like you're a wali of Allah, like I never did it, that's how you should react. Otherwise the nafs will pacify you, no, don't act so pious, you also did it one time. So don't be like you're so clean. Allah cleaned you out, it's over. Sahaba, when they made tawbah, it was finished, they never did it again, there was no memory of it, it was over. Like we never did it. We never drank alcohol, we never got involved in fornication and adultery. It was over, Allah deleted. It's a beautiful poem, our Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib always quotes in regards to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the way Allah deleted. And Allah not only deleted, Allah said, I'm happy with you all now. I'm happy with you all. And they are happy with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Jo be rahte, Hazrat says, jo be rahte wa alam ke hadi ban gaye. Those that were off the track completely, every vice of the past nations were found among Sahaba ikram, every vice was found amongst them. We can't even enumerate now the vices they were involved in. Just to understand now, taking your own 2 or 3 year old little daughter and taking her, holding her by the hand out of Makkah al-Mukarramah with spade in the hand, Abba, where are you taking me for a walk? Where are you taking me? Where are you taking me? The little girl thinks I'm going for a walk with my father. And he's digging, and the child is helping to dig the hole also. Just finish, digs it and throws it inside. I start throwing the sand above her. Abba, what's happening? You're playing with me. You're playing with me. يَدُسُّهُ فِي التَّرَابِ Quran says that they bury them in the sand. So hard inside that you don't feel anything. Your little daughter, you don't feel anything. When the father passes away, whichever son will come first and put a cloth over the mother, mother belongs to him. Do what you want. She's a subhuman. You can do as you please. Allah, the poet says, those that were deviant, completely off the track, when they made tawbah and Allah deleted, وَعَلَمْ كَيَ هَذِي بَنْجَيَ they became the guides of mankind till Qiyamah. They became the guides of mankind till Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala accepted them. So when tonight Allah wants to forgive, Allah wants to delete, we also delete. And don't speak about the good old days. It was the bad old days. We're not talking about it again. We don't impress any youngster. I was there, did it, saw it, ate it, whatever it was now. Went, conquered, saw. It's finished. We never did those things. Allah make maaf. We don't want to talk about it. Allah gave me hidayat now. I don't even know how it is. I don't know how it looks. I don't even know the experience. Nothing is over. Allah deleted. It's a new slate altogether. Believe it, my dear brothers. Allah wants to clean our records. But we're still holding on to it. We still got the archives on our phones. We still got the memory. We still have it hidden over there. We have the albums. We have the murat. We have the movies and the videos. Delete tonight. If Allah wants to delete, why don't we want to delete it? We also delete it. Ourselves here, those are listening. The girls, the 2 months old, all those contacts, all the apps. I don't need it anymore. Lock myself out. Ya Allah, I don't need it. So here on this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his previous sins. Among the signs of this night is that it is a peaceful, quiet, shining night. It is a peaceful, quiet, shining night, neither hot nor cold, but moderate, with the moon shining clear, and no shooting stars are shot at the shayateen on that night. Shooting stars in reality is when the shayateen, they go to the first sky. And فَاسْتَرَقَ السَّمْعَ that they hide behind the stars and they hear the news that's spreading in the skies between the angels. That's Allah has deputed you now, go and make it rain over there, birth over there, death over there. So all these duties are being given now in the first skies. They go behind the star, they begin to hear, and they make the surfs right till the fortune tellers. So they hear 1% and they spread it down. And by the time the fortune teller gets it now, it's just 1%, they add 99% lies. All this comes in Quran tafsir. So when the malaika see them behind the star, then they kick the star and burn the shayateen. What the West say, make a wish, falling star. Everything upside down. Quran says, this is Quran Sharif. Before Nabi alayhi salatu salam's advent, then the skies were open to the shayateen. They were able to go. Get all the news that is happening. They'll come and inform the fortune tellers, the Kuhan or the Kahin. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ Allah says, this Quran is not the speech of a fortune teller, of a poet. So that time the skies were open. They would go around and they would listen to what's happening and they would inform now their own agents now in the world. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was born, Nubuwwat was given to him. Then they went back to the skies to listen and the skies were closed. The skies were closed. We can't penetrate. So they begin to hear eavesdrop behind the stars. The malaika saw them and kicked them. Then they send out a jamaat of jinnat. Go and see something has happened in the world. Something supernatural, something different has happened. Then, نَفَرُوا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in salah reading Qur'an Sharif. The group of jinnat came and they heard him reading Qur'an. Something amazing. This is something amazing. Qur'an al-ajaba. Amazing Qur'an Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave them da'wat. The skies have been closed because the final Nabi has come now. Final Nabi is here, the skies are closed, there's no more fortune telling. There's no more soothsaying. All this is over now. Quran has come, the final Nabi has come, accept my da'wat, accept my risalat, accept my messengerhood, and accept Islam, and make your way to Jannah. They accepted, and then the da'wat began amongst the jinnat also. So on this night, it will be a night that is peaceful, quiet, shining, neither hot nor cold, but moderate, with the moon shining clear, and no shooting stars are shot at the shayateen on that night. It lasts until the break of dawn, the start of Fajr. Another sign is that the sun rises without any beams of light, appearing rather like the moon in its fullness. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops the shayateen from rising up with the sun. Every morning they rise with the sun. That's why they say, as sun rises, it ruins his salah. The shayateen, what they do, when the sun begins to rise every day, then the big shaitan, he places his head now, and his horns, where the sun rises, as if the sun is rising now between his head, between his two horns. So you find many people that worship different things now, they go at that time to pray outside. It's a shaitan worship. At that time, we are forbidden now to perform any salah at sunrise time. So Allah Ta'ala stops the shayateen from rising up with the sun. Part of what has been stated in this hadith has already been discussed. Some signs are related here about the actual night. These signs are clear and need no further explanation. Apart from these, there are other signs too, as stated in the ahadith. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports, I said, Ya Rasulullah, if I find the night of Qadr, what should I ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Ummul Mu'mineen, as Aisha radiallahu anha asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what dua do I make on that night? If I feed in my heart now, this is the night of Qadr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. This is clearly in the hadith sharif, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Say, O Allah, you are the one who forgives sins, you are afuun. Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. You are forgiveness. As soon as you say, Ya Allah, I'm sorry. Ya Allah, I won't do it again. Ya Allah, I slipped. Allah says, forgiven. Immediately, there's no holding back. Allah Ta'ala side is no holding back whatsoever. Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. Tuhibbul afwa, you love to forgive. These are the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Who knows Allah better than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Nabi of Allah is informing us, Allah loves to forgive. Allah loves to forgive. Tuhibbul afwa, ya Allah, you love to forgive. So please forgive me, fa'afu anni. This is such a comprehensive dua. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His kindness to forgive our sins. If we are forgiven, what more do we need? Imam Sufyan Sawri rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that to remain busy on this night with dua is better than any other form of ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was his view. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala says that we should not only remain busy with dua, but should also engage in all other forms of ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Example, recitation of Quran Sharif, salah, meditation, muraqabah. This opinion is most correct and nearer to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, as already stated in the previous ahadith. Thus we have come to the end of the fazail of Ramadan. And tonight is the 29th night also. We have no guarantee, my dear brothers, whether we'll see the next Ramadan. Every salah we read like a salah, which is your final salah. Salatu muwaddi'in, a salah that is muwaddi'in, bidding farewell now. So month of Ramadan is coming out also. We should apply ourselves tonight. Beg Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for our hidayat, for our families, our children, our progenies. We can see the tests out there, the environment out there. We all have this fear that the moon will be sighted soon. And what will happen to me thereafter, my Fajr Salah, my Zuhur Salah, whether I'll have the strength or not. Tonight is a night to make decisions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can't blame shaitan all the time. The shaitan is about to be released. Yes, shaitan is our enemy. Shaitan is the external enemy. A'da aduwik. The worst enemy of a person is that which is within his bosom, himself. He's the biggest enemy of himself, his nafs. Shaitan only says, I put the syrup on the wall. Somebody blames shaitan. You're always causing trouble, havoc, influencing people, taking them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, I don't do anything. All I do is I put the syrup or the honey on the wall. He said, what do you mean? He said, I will show you. So he took him to a local shop. Took him to a local shop who was selling some honey and some syrup. And he took some and he put it on the wall. And he told this person, now you wait and see what will happen. So he sees that a fly came and sat on the honey. Then a lizard was there, saw the fly. The lizard came and caught the fly, ate the fly. Then somebody came in the shop with a cat. The cat saw the lizard, so he jumped for the lizard over the counter. And there was some chaos in the shop. Another man walked in with his dog. The dog saw the cat. And the cat came with his dog. The dog jumped for the cat. When the dog went for the cat, then the owner of the shop went for the owner of the dog. And guns were drawn. And somebody lost their life. And shaitan is laughing. What I did? I only put the syrup on the wall. is you insan become like animals. I didn't make you like that. You ran for it. You lost your mind. You lost your anger. You became now just like an animal also. Animals were fighting, you started fighting. One shot the other. Two people are dead. Say, I only put the syrup on the wall. I do put a gun to your head. So ulama say, they don't blame shaitan every time. And now shaitan is coming out. So now, I am finished now. He's going to take me for a ride away from the masjid. He's not shaitan. That is why this chapter of Islahi Nafs, reformation of the nafs, is so important. I have to reform this thief within my bosom. He is the one. As the Talmi Rahmatullah Ali says, how do I know that is nafs of shaitan that is bugging me, that is taking me away from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that is forcing me or taking me to sin? How do I know is nafs of shaitan? He says, shaitan will just put a fleeting thought in your mind. Just put a thought in your mind. Whether you will catch on it, whether you will take to it, whether you will follow the thought, he'll just put something in front of your eyes, or a thought will come to mind. Just that he'll do only. But he won't force you, he won't push you. That's shaitan. But when that sin now pounds the heart, that do it, do it, do it, and now the mind is spinning, the mind is working, and planning, and plotting, time, place, where, when it's dark, everyone is sleeping, how can I get out, how can I get my supply, how can I do this, how can I... When the mind is working, that's the nafs now. Don't blame shaitan. That this is the nafs, and who affects the nafs is the company we keep. The company we keep, his nafs is like that, so that nafs would influence my nafs. The company we keep is very important. The mahal, the environment, and the company. If the company is salih, if the company is pious, environment is pious, then the nafs also become pious. Automatically, like Ramadan now. Like Ramadan now. Sometimes the friends will say, hey, what a shaitan, what happened to you? You became farishta. Ramadan came, alhamdulillah. I made the himmat, I took the courage, said, this month now, I'm not doing any guna. We had one friend of ours in our hometown. Entire life came out in substance abuse. Every night. On a high. On the wrong high. When the moon was sighted for Ramadan, then immediately used to make tawbah. Ya Allah, no more, finished. Whole month of Ramadan used to remain clean. So the last 10 nights of Ramadan, you were in the masjid. Met him outside the masjid. So I asked him, How Ramadan you give it up? Whole year you smoking, dead of the night with friends. Ramadan, how you just drop it all of a sudden? But this was his genuine tawbah every year. He said, Maulana, 2 rakat namaz. There's a request that BMW, white color, ND120886. ND120886, please remove your car. And brothers are requested to come forward, inshallah. Many brothers are sitting outside. Okay, this may be a little bit harkat, come closer, inshallah. So I asked him, how in the month of Ramadan you remain clean the entire month? So beautiful reply he gave me. He says, the whole year round I'm on a different high. When Ramadan comes, the last 10 nights, he says, Mawlana, 2 rakat namaz and I'm high already. 2 rakats I'm high by my Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I don't need anything else. And Allah's great karam upon him, he passed through in the month of Ramadan also. Allah gave him Ramadan. Just on the respect of Ramadan. Allah appreciated, Allah is shakur, Allah is most appreciative. Whole life, he never got married because of his habits. But Allah gave him. Allah make it such, inshallah, that he's now with the hoors of Jannah, nikah taking place over there. Allah gives everybody a chance. For us to make the firm azam, to be resolute, and don't blame shaitan, is my own nafs. Allah has kept avenues where my Islam, my nafs can take place, where I can connect this nafs to Allah. But very importantly, yes, in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, the nafs will feel pious. Ghalib was a poet, he would say, oh Ghalib, don't ever regard your nafs, your inner self, to become a farishta, an angel. The nafs can act like an angel, but he'll never become a farishta. And he'll make you believe also that you're top of the game. You got things under control, don't worry. You got it there, alhamdulillah. How much you cried, how much you pushed the ibadat and the rakats, alhamdulillah. You got it now. You got something, and they make you believe it. A little bit the heat of guna will come. A little bit the heat of guna will come. Hazrat says that how the snake goes into hibernation. It's all coiled up. Little children are playing now, they're looking for snakes. India, Pakistan, they look for snakes. And they see this is a burrow, snake is in there, and they pull it out. He's in hibernation. So they think now the snake is dead. So they play with it, they move it around a little bit, take the stick, and they hit it. And they left it there, and they went to take a break. The Muddi sun came out, and the sun's rays fell upon that snake. And slowly, it became warm, and more warm, and it now uncoiled, and slowly, so when the children came back, now it's standing up waiting for them, with the fangs out. We thought it was dead. A little bit heat of the sun came, and now the reality came out. We thought it was dead. Here, our Mashayikh say, the nerves can act like that also, dead. Don't feel anything, alhamdulillah. I'm not going back to sin. I can handle my life. I can sort myself out. But he said, let the heat a little bit come on. A little bit the heat will come. Walking the streets, here and there. And then the nafs will say, but don't get too pious now. A little bit enjoy yourself too. You can't be so dry. A little bit enjoy. Before you know it, ya Allah, what happened? What happened to me? I was so pious. My salah was going good. Everything was going well. And I just fell all of a sudden. Every year we know it's happening to us. There has to be a maintenance plan. Allah has kept the avenues where we can still keep the nafs under check. There has to be an effort behind it. Where Allah has kept these beautiful gatherings of zikr, where the majalis are taking place. We have so many mashayikh in our locality. Go and sit by them and see who we take to, with who we happy, who we gel with, who I can talk to. And keep the company. We have our jamaat satis that are moving around. We have Gush taking place twice a week. The Shab Guzari program, Friday night, Masjid al-Hilal. The avenues are there. All these are doses of hidayat. They are doses of hidayat and guidance. The ta'lim is taking place in my masjid every night. The 2 minutes, 3 minutes is a dose of hidayat, of guidance. We're not taking the small doses. We're not taking that. Small doses, so the iman will decrease. Al-imanu yazidu wa yanqus. Iman increases, iman decreases it. Allah Gambiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the iman is always increasing. Malaika is only, their iman is stable on one level. But the belief was it fluctuates. It fluctuates according to the company and environment. Company and environment. So these two things are very important for me to maintain my iman. It's the company I keep and the environment I get accustomed to that I visit. This will keep my iman fresh. This will keep me close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But yes, we are weak, we are humans, we will slip. We will slip in life. But doesn't mean now it's finished, it's over. I still get up, I still make tawbah, I carry on walking, hold somebody's hand, show me the way to Allah. This is how sahaba ikram were, they showed the tabi'een. And this continued right till we have it now. Allah Ta'ala gives the command, you want iman, you want taqwa, kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Stay with the pious ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us plenty of bounties in our country, alhamdulillah. But we're still living in that fear. What will happen? We're afraid to be tested. We're afraid to be tested. Now when it comes to our test, as believers, we believe test is when it comes to our wealth, it comes to health, it comes to family, it comes to property. So all these things are our tests. But subhanallah, our country, we can find now that we're so insulated. Every avenue of deen is open right now. Free for all. Enjoy and take how much you want. When Allah's punishment will come, Allah protect us. But when we think of punishment, we think in Syria, Turkey, some earthquake, some earth tremor, some tsunami, some drought, some floods. Yes, subhanallah, Allah Pak has kept us very, very safe. So in the safety net of ours now, we are getting a bit too confident that things are fine. A little bit now we'll be tested, then we flare up. Ya Allah, what happened? What did I do? Because Hakim Sahib would say, we should be saying, Ya Allah, what sin haven't I done? In fact, I deserve, Ya Allah, that you take everything away from me. But Allah is still giving me. So in reality, ulama say, what is punishment? What is real punishment? To us now, punishment, as I mentioned now, is a little bit monetary, financial, family. Allah protect us. There's still now some test of ours. But what is real punishment for us to understand? One student asked the ustaz, that ustaz, there's so many sins taking place, so much of disobedience taking place, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just sending down His punishment. Now recently also when the earthquake took place in Syria and Turkey, there was a report of a youngster they found had passed away. Pious youngster. And they found his diary or his notebook in his pocket. And the notebook he had written there, the sins, my sins for the day. He would record his sins and gunas for the day. And he would take stock of himself. He was a pious youngster. When they opened the book, they were astonished. My sins for the day, number one, for example, was, I did not finish my Durood Sharif for the day. Today I made my mother angry. I disobeyed my father. I didn't give sadqa. This was his gunas for the day. That condition Allah Pak took him. That he regarded as sin and guna. This now, if I'm not getting the ma'rifat of Allah, I'm not getting tawfiq to obey Allah, then this is already my punishment. Ulama have listed about 13 things. About 13 things for a person to understand from there whether I'm in the rahmat of Allah or the punishment of Allah. I may be having. Today, unfortunately, we gauge our success by the amount of wealth we have. If that was a gauge of success, the amount of properties and cars I have, then you should understand that the most successful person should have been Fir'aun. Should be the most successful. He had everything. Qarun, he had a whole army carrying the keys to his treasures. Should be the most successful. Allah says, فَقَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah Ta'ala sunk him in the ground and all his treasures. Unsuccessful. So what is real punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side? We become so immune. So for us just to gauge, my dear brothers, I just enumerate them now for us to understand in my life, really am I living in the rahmat of Allah or in the punishment of Allah, but I can't feel the heat right now because I'm so used to the heat. Living in the heat of Allah, Ta'ala's anger. Allah protect us and Allah's anger cool upon us. But this student asked the ustaz that so much of disobedience, but then to Allah Pak hasn't sent down his punishment. How is it? But the ustaz replied and told him that real punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when a person is deprived, when he is deprived of the sweetness of conversing with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Munajat, it's called munajat, it's secret conversation. Secret conversation. For us to understand our secret conversation, what we call nowadays pillow talk. Husband and wife are sleeping and having pillow talk with smiles. With smiles, the oud burner is burning and the lights are dimmed. The brother says, itikaf, little sabr bhai. Inshallah, get there. Fasbir sabran jameela. So pillow talk. One person says, be careful of pillow talk. Don't talk too many things. You might get caught sometime. There was one person recently also told his wife all the gabgal deals he was doing and who he was palming and bribing. And then they had to go through a divorce. So she had all the information. You had to get a court, what do you call it, court? Huh? Court order against her that she can't reveal the pillow talk. So pillow talk. This we talk with Allah Tabarak, with Munajat. A person is deprived of the sweetness of talking secretly to Allah. It's already a punishment. I just speak, Rabbana atina fi dunya, I finished. Gone out of the masjid. No time to speak to my Allah. To enjoy speaking to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I enjoy speaking to my wife. Sometimes haram relations. Haram relations. Hazrat says sometimes we enjoy so much speaking to the secretary. When we go home, we can't even smile with the wife also. We can't smile with the wife. Anymore, in a mature way, Hazrat would say that if you're eating white bread in the business and in the shop, then at home you go, you won't want brown bread. Because your appetite is full already. There now, you've spoken to everybody over there. The white female rep is coming, chatting up, having cappuccino with her alone, and all the smiles and everything. Now you go home, then you don't want black coffee after that. The Hazrat's words, he says, it's a reality. You go home now all angry. Because appetite is full in the business place. Talking up the cashier and the teller. For the sweetness of munajat, now Allah Ta'ala has deprived you. I don't feel like making dua anymore too. It's already a punishment on the heart. How come you don't enjoy speaking to the Creator of sweetness? The one that gave me everything I have I don't have the time to raise my hands and say to my Allah, Ya Allah, shukr to you, Ya Allah, I thank you, Ya Allah, I love you. It's the haqq of Allah, it's the right of Allah upon we creatures in creation, that every day we say to Allah, Ya Allah, I love you, you love me. It's the right of Allah that we should be telling him. Obviously, the one that is feeding me every day, I should be saying to him, Ya Allah, I love you for what you have given me. It doesn't come in the heart. It shows the heart already is in punishment and darkness. That my heart is not illuminated to understand, Ya Allah, you've given me so much. At least thank my wife. At least show some shukriya to my parents. Thank them, but this doesn't come on the tongue. So how? مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ Hadith Sharif says, if you don't learn to thank the creation, you'll never thank Allah. You'll never thank Allah. We only complain. There's no shukriya, no thanks. When Allah will test little, but now. When Allah will test, the Hazrat says also, when Allah will test your cataract, now you can't see your children, you can't see your wife. Now I can't see, I can't read, I can't see my bank balance also. I don't know, the wife now is depositing or she's withdrawing. The card is being swiped all the time. I don't know whether the money is coming in or going out. You can't see cataract. Now I go to the hospital, Hazrat says, and he'll sign the disclaimer. Surgeon will take him in. And now, after he comes out, takes out the bandages and the rest of it, and now he can see all of a sudden. He paid full the bill. And then too, he'll send a card to the doctor, thanks a million. What he did? Thanks a million to Allah, they gave me my eyes. Then I didn't thank Allah. I just said, Allah, shukr to you. Gave my eyes. I can see this, I can see that. I can see my children, my grandchildren, my wife. I can enjoy all these bounties. He'll be deprived of the sweetness of munajat and the secret conversation with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah will remove from his heart. He doesn't find that shauk and desire to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we see it. Hours will come out till late night on the WhatsApp, chatting. But I can't take out 2 minutes now to talk to Allah. The young girl will continue for hours. Sleeps 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, hardly can make it for Fajr namaz. Leave talking to Allah, hardly time to make it for Fajr. The youngster is carrying on also. Husband wakes up in the night, wife wakes up in the night, she sees her husband's side, so much nur on his face. Opens the godru and the blanket, he says, cell phone, there's no nur. The brightness of the phone. Still chatting away. Seeing this website and that website and everything else. Trying to cover his tracks. Talking to haram relations. Got the name now saved as a male name, etc. One day, somebody got caught. Brought to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Amir al-Mu'mineen, please make maaf. The first time I was told, he said, impossible. Impossible the first time. Allah will never disclose you and reveal you the first time. Allah will cover you. Allah will cover you. This is the 10th time you stole. Then he says it's true. Allah will give you 10 tries. The 11th time, 15th time, Allah will expose you. If not the 1,000th time, but you will get exposed if you don't make tawbah. This is not the first time. So Allah will deprive a person. We can see how we deprive now. The chats don't stop. And the browsing doesn't stop. And the viewing and everything doesn't stop. There's no time to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anymore. But we send the du'as to 1,000 people, du'a for the day. But we didn't read it. Now I want sadqa jariya. Everybody else can read it. I'll make them read, I'll get the sawab. So send it to them. And the person just scrolls down, doesn't read the du'a also. But we're sending out, but we're not doing it. There's no sweetness of us reading the du'a anymore. Simple du'a for in salah, our Shaykh al-Hadith says, between the two jalsas, Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wa'afini, wahdini, warzuqni. Hazrat says, I mentioned this dua in one of the majalis, that between the two sajdahs, make this dua in namaz. Allahumma ghafirli, Allah forgive me, warhamni, have mercy upon me. Allahumma ghafirli, warhamni, wa'afini, Allah give me security, safety, peace. Wahdini, Allah guide me, give me hidayat. Warzuqni, Allah give me sustenance. Hazrat says, I mentioned this in the bayan, when old man came, Hazrat, so long dua, how are we going to learn it? So our Shaykh says, as an old man, we said, remember your GST number. See, that I still remember. GST, we can't forget now. The old days. Or VAT number. Or my username. Or my password. Remember all my accounts. But this dua is too long. The Shaykh al-Hadith says, he said, Baji, come here. I'll tell you something. This dua may be a little bit long. But the last part of it, bahut mazedar hai. It's very enjoyable, the last part of this dua. He says, what's the last part? Warzuqni, Allah give me paisa. Yeah, I love this dua. You mean in namaz, I can make dua for ruzi, wa ruzuqni. He said, yes, in namaz. He said, I have to learn this dua then. Now I'll put it on my bedside. Now I'll put it on the mirror to learn this dua. In namaz I'm making dua, ya Allah, give the rosy. Because the desire is there. Now the sweetness in dua is different. The sweetness is different. When a person is deprived from the sweetness of talking to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Today we find after salam, the sunnats are gone, the youngsters are gone to the back. Talking to the friends and sports also. In the masjid, in the house of Allah. Talking about non-Muslims. Allah forgive us. The sweetness we have found now in wearing the brand names. Unfortunately, we have to say these things in the masjid also. Where we as parents are buying those brand names. But then we should say these things also now. Most of these brand names that they are wearing in salah, before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, see those brand names, the designers who they are. More than 99% of them are gay. Whether it be this D and something else or Armani, whatever, all look at the internet and find it. Allah's curse upon these people day and night. Destruction upon destruction, and I'm wearing that brand name before my Creator. How is my salah? How am I going to get the sweetness of Iman? Because already I'm wearing that, I don't want to wear the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but I wear all these things. All these brand names, even we take a common one like Uzi, is a Israeli, Jewish, Hebrew word. Means the Lord is my strength. Check it up, my dear brothers. Even the Nike also, Hazrat says, go and check it up. It denotes now the goddess of victory. That swoosh. Whoever will wear it will win the race. So they didn't put the goddess there. This is a symbol of the goddess. But we're wearing it. We're putting our young children, taking them to the masjid. The sweetness we will not get. But we got the sweetness of these names. I can't let go of it. I'm telling before, the boss of all bosses, but I got the Hugo boss. I'm the boss also. You also one boss, I'm also one boss. Before Allah, we submit to Allah, I'm nothing. At least put the jubah on. At least put the, have one friend is a river to Islam. But so much respect for the house of Allah. At one time, he was one of the main trustees of his temple. Main trustees of the temple he was. Allah Ta'ala gave him hidayat. No matter how many cars he has, in every car he's got a kurta in the trunk. When he comes to the masjid, he put his kurta on. I'm coming to meet my Allah now. That amount of respect he has. This is that minimum we can do. Till the love of deen comes into my heart. Then I can give up everything. In the house of Allah, I'm deprived of making dua and sunnats. Why? I want to go, what's the scores, who's playing? And we're talking loudly. Hazrat says in India, in the Gam, there was a Molisap also, following the cricket, is a religion. One Sadi told me now to in Ramadan, Allah forgive, that in certain countries now from after Tarabi to Seri, is cricket is on. It's become a religion. Munisab is walking to the Musalla and he's asking, showing eyes to the guys that the match is still on. In the namaz now, he's thinking now already 5 minutes gone, I wonder what the score is. He said, he made salam to the right, salam to the left. By the score, who che? By what's the score? Who's winning, who's losing? All things taken over. There's no time to make dua. The phone is vibrating also. So the vibration of the phone has vibrated the dua away also. No sweetness in asking Allah. But yes, that boy is writing matric exam. Subhanallah. Then you see the humility. How he's making Allah. Ya Allah, I got to pass it. And Allah gives it to him too. Allah gives it to him. He came a little bit for this few weeks and he's making the dua. Allah Ta'ala give it to him. So easy. They say it's so easy to get our work done with Allah. It's so easy, easier to get our work done with Allah than the creation. We know to get work or to convince the wife, not so easy. To convince the parents, not so easy. To convince Allah, Allah say, I believe you. You say, Maaf, I believe you. Even if you pretend you're crying, Allah say, I believe you. But you show insan, he says, I don't, he's catching me. I don't trust him. Let's see. We just believe him for now, but we still got him tracked. He said he'll pay. Last time he pulled, we trusted him. He came for goods again. Allah will give him again. We will trust him. Let's see. Allah says, you said, sorry, I have forgiven you. It's already done. So a person lies deprived of the sweetness of talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second punishment for us to understand whether really I'm in the rahmat of Allah or the punishment of Allah is the heart becomes hard. I don't feel for anybody anything. It's just me, my life. I've got to make it at all cost. Whether it's staff, whether it's family, brothers in a business, extended family, my heart has become hard. I don't care about anyone. I've got to make it, I've got to climb the ladder. and no mercy for anyone. The heart has become hard. I don't feel anything in my heart for anyone. Sometimes no mercy for the wife also. No mercy for the children also. One youngster doing his in the madrasa. Father would test him in sabak. The father was what level of taqwa, whether you can call it taqwa also. But became so hard the father. Father would listen to the boy's door with a knife next to him. Not with Abdullah. Not with a stick. With a knife next to him. Why? He says, better remember, Quran is wahi. To read Quran wrong is haram. It's kufr to read Quran wrong. So better I make you shaheed if you read wrong. And they say in the shop, you see the father and son running round and round the shop. Son is running for his life. So better I punish you than Allah punishing you. Became hard in deen. This is not now deen, this. It's extremism. So how to learn how to be soft, when to love? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was an embodiment of rahmat and love. Not a single kafir died on the hands of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Not a single kafir. He was rahmat and rahmat al-mu'minu ma'alafun. Hadith Sharif says a mu'min is an embodiment of love. He gives love, he receives love. Don't give love, you won't get love. He's an embodiment of love. But not what the Christians say now. Love thy neighbor. Not the neighbor's daughter. They show muhabbat, they are showing muhabbat. Now we're showing the wrong place. We're showing it the wrong place, unfortunately. We're not showing it the right place. Everywhere else we're displaying muhabbat and love, we come in the home. We come in the home, Hazrat says at 5 o'clock already the wife is afraid he's coming now. Outside now, he's like a mouse in the house, like a sher, like a lion. Here he makes all the noise. Show muhabbat in the house. To the children, to parents, to family, the people around us. All must enjoy the best of my akhlaq. The third punishment Allah Ta'ala meets out to a person, when he's not in the rahmat of Allah, he has no tawfiq, no ability to do good amal. Most of the time he's deprived to do any good deeds. Doesn't have the go in him. My body is too heavy, that I just can't do good amal. Body is lazy, can't make a fajr namaz. Understand now, you're not in the rahmat of Allah. How come you're not getting the tawfiq? Person can say that, when I sleep. Don't hear anything, I'm like dead. I'm like dead, but let the shop alarm go on. Let the shop alarm go on, or let somebody hear that is still in the car outside. Then when the sleep is gone after that. Or the friends say, 3 o'clock, we're leaving. We're packing the car, we're packing the bucky, the fishing rods, and we're going northwest. Say, labbaik, I'll be awake. Labbaik, I'll be awake. The shock and desire is there. The match is starting at this time. The match is starting, I can't miss it, I've got to be awake, I've got to be there. Got to catch a flight. He's there. Allah says the flight to Allah is deprived of good amal. He's in the masjid also. He's in the masjid. But he'll mustakbir ula. Sitting at the back. Playing with the phone. About to come into the masjid and the phone rings. He takes the reverse gear. He's gone out. He's deprived of good amal. This is a sign that, Ya Allah, I'm not in your rahmat. What have I done? Now clear my records. Ya Allah, what is it? Cry to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Deprived of good amal or good character. Negligence to Quran tilawat. Negligence to Quran tilawat. I can't pick up my Quran. It's so difficult to pick up my Quran Sharif and to read. The days pass, no Quran Sharif, no effect on the heart that I miss my Quran tilawat. Yes, sometimes we get so busy. Allah forgive us. One person asked, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Hazrat, I'm so busy with dini khidmat. With bayan, with teaching, kitabs and everything else. I don't get time to read Quran Sharif. Hazrat replied, he said, I'm sure you don't have time to eat also. He said, no, I get time to eat. He said, because you regard eating to be necessary, so you take out the time. You don't regard Quran to be necessary. And you haven't specified the time. Eating time is specified. But Quran, what I say, when I get time, then I'll read. But the time will not happen. You haven't specified the time. But Quran, tilawat, you've got to specify the time. You'll have to specify the time, then only it will get done. But most of us, myself, will say, when I get chance that time, then I'll read. If I don't get it, then I'll see some other time. No, the time has to be stipulated that I'm going to read Quran at this time. Then only the Quran tilawat will get done. Otherwise, it won't happen. If I'm not getting my Quran done every day, and it's the haqq of Quran, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi says, two Quran khatam zayya is the right of Quran Sharif. One 11 months, and one in Ramadan minimum. If you're not doing this, then you haven't fulfilled the right of Quran Sharif. One is the right of the makhluk, the right of Allah, and I go the right of Quran Sharif also. You haven't fulfilled the right of Quran. So So every day we just read even half a page. Even half a page we read. That now Allah will give us something to increase it. And now it's so easy, my dear brother. We have on the cell phone. Reading Quran on the cell phone, put the data off. Take out that few minutes. You're sitting in the car, in the car parking. Before we entered the house, we came from work now, we're sitting in the car. Another 2-3 minutes extra before we go in the house. You know, once we go in the house, there's no time. So we parked in the car, take out the cell phone, let me read my Quran quickly before I enter the house. My Quran tilawat got done. Ulama say, no matter how busy you are, even if you're reading one para every day, but today you didn't get a chance. You didn't get a chance, you see, before you go to bed, you're sitting in bed. You're sitting in bed, even to this extent we may say it also. That the cell phone now, even if we don't have wuzu, we can still read Quran, but don't touch the screen. I can open it, I have a stylus or something. So before I sleep, they say that you didn't read your para, at least read half a page, but read something. Don't let the day go without any Quran tilawats. Read at least some Quran for the day. Don't let the day go without the Quran at all. It could be your last day. And that Quran will be the one that will come in the qabr to save you. The Quran tilawat. The fifth azab and punishment ulama explained is deprived from tahajjud. Long nights but can't wake up. It's long nights but can't wake up. You sleep the whole night. Tahajjud, I can't wake up. And the minimum tahajjud we mentioned also is, at least before, we go and sleep after Isha Namaz. After Isha Namaz, we are in the masjid, we finish our witr, sitting down, 2 rakat, sitting down is sunnat. You have wuzu, environment of malaika, is everything is conducive, just read the 2 rakats and you go to your tahajjud. For years do it also, but your name will be in the register of those that perform tahajjud. When they will be called on the day of Qiyamah, where are those that read tahajjud? No hisab kitab, no accountability, go. Go. Zakim sahab would say, my name might not be on the first page, but it's on the last page. The last page also is valuable. The example we give normally, that being on the last page, at least I made it, a person goes now, he forgot to buy the milk and bread. And the wife reminded him, and he forgot, he can't go home now. Now he's rushing to the shop, and they just closed the door. Security closed it. Sorry, we closed. And you try to tell him, just one loaf of bread, just one milk. But inside there, you know the manager. Security doesn't know you. And you're trying to get his attention. Finally, you got the attention. You got his attention. He said, open for him. Open for him. Hey, you got him. He's so happy now just to buy 1 liter milk and 1 loaf of bread. The contact was there. Manager knows you or the owner knows you. This tahajjud also, my dear brothers, you might be on the last page, but you made it in. Before the doors could close in Jannat without any hisab kitab. And that way he told you, chalo, cash is already cashed up, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, no payment. You already cashed up. Allah Baqo see Qiyamah's day also, all cashed up, you were the people of tahajjud, just enter now. Don't even look back. When we enter the shop to milk and bread, they have a look at that security guy. How we look at him? He didn't know, I know the boss. Qiyamah's day also, we look at Ridwan also. Say, I made it. The 2 rakats, I made it. People thought now I was playing around with the 2 rakats of tahajjud. Oh, I made it. Alhamdulillah. Then we see the enjoyment. Ya Allah, I made it through. No customs. No red light. God just chucked in with them. And we're telling so many people, I'm going to hold your kurta, I'm going to hold your kurta. The kurta is almost torn now. We're going to make our own kurtas, inshallah. So the 2 rakats of tahajjud, before we sleep, inshallah. The sixth punishment, no appreciation for auspicious occasions of ibadat. No appreciation. Ramadan, Shawwal, the 10 days of Hajj, there's no appreciation. There's no feeling in the heart that at least I should do something at least. He's deprived of this feeling. He's deprived in the month of Ramadan, I'm still sitting at the garage, having coffee and ice cream. Do it the whole year round. Ramadan, I don't need this. Ramadan is the time to be in the house of Allah. Eating, yes, we'll eat a little bit minimum. We're eating now to get strength. We're eating now to get strength so Allah can stand for you now. There's a niyat, ya Allah, like they say now, the certain types of foods you can overeat also. The food of Darulum, Ijtima is coming, brothers are all welcome. You can overeat also, no problem. I buy a coupon, inshallah. But this is jayiz to overeat because it's nurani food. It's cooked with fikr and barakat. Ijtima, Khanqa, Darul Ulum, all this is nurani. They eat how much you want because it will give you strength now to make the ibadat of Allah. There was one woodcutter in Deoband that entire year he used to work. He used to save a little bit every month. And end of the year he used to give da'wah to all the ustaz of Darul Uloom Deoband to eat by his house. So the entire year the asatiza should make dua for him, waiting for his da'wah. With anticipation, just wait for his da'wah. Simple woodcutter. When they were asked, how come you wait for his da'wah? He said, his income is absolutely halal. He used to cut wood, bundle it together, and sell it in the marketplace. After, he used to eat on his dasturkhan, on his spread, for 40 days, without any alarm clock, we wake up for tahajjud. So much noor in the heart, to the barakat of his halal income. So the food we're eating, the environment we are going in at night has become like a culture now. We know the cult. That we have to go and, on a lighter note also, I tell the youngsters sometimes, that why are you going out to buy coffee and cappuccino eating out? Your mother makes such bad coffee at home. Your wife can't make cappuccino at home. So she's very bad cook or very bad at making anything. The best should be now my wife's cooking. My mother's food is at home. Now, but I have to go there, unfortunately I've got to say it now, that I have to go there for that mama to make that cup of coffee for me. Then it's tasty. My mother who read tahajjud namaz, my wife was reading Quran Sharif, she's making that cup with muhabbat and love. It's catering muhabbat, I'll drink it, I'll sip it at jazakallah khair. So well made, the way I enjoy having your cappuccino. So we have to change this cult right now. That we have to go out. Yes, now and then ulama say, now and then when it's quiet, to take the wife a little bit. To take her and to thrill her a little bit. As Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, that Allah has blessed me with PhD in romance. Mujse seeko, come learn from me how to romance your wife. Nowadays there's no more. It's like, as Hakim Sahib, when he came to our country, he says, you people don't laugh in this country, you're all dead. In the bayan, when he used to speak, he says, no feelings. I can imagine at home now how cold you are. There's no laughing at home, no smiling at home, no muhabbat at home, no kind words at home, no thrilling the wife at home. You tell the old men also, it's no matter how cold you've gone, but at least now be romantic at least. And he was, Hakim Sahib Rahimullah, such a wali of Allah. He would say, you're going home now? He said, Ma is gone old. But tell her some nice words. He would say in Urdu, go and tell her, hey, Mari Guria, Mari Sakkar Ki Puriya. Oh my doll, my sugar lump, my bag of sugar. He says when you married her, she was like a Coke bottle. After you finish with her, she's like an oil bottle, 5 liters. He said, now still make her feel nice. And tell her something nice at least. Allah will become happy. He says, you're doing this with the pleasure of Allah, Allah will smile down at home. Look at her, he's being so compassionate to her. He's treating her so nicely. He says, you're going so hard inside. Like you're in depression in this country, you don't smile, you don't laugh in a day. Whole day, busy, 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 busy. You don't even realize you're in depression. You don't know what it is to have fun, to be happy. So he would tell the ulama ikram, they send all the people to Karachi, because Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to have a late night majlis of only jokes. Say jokes marna, to make jokes. He said, the ummah has to laugh also. Nabi Sallallahu is a whole chapter on the humor of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. He said, deen is so sweet, so beautiful, so enjoyable, pure, clean. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam taught Sahaba Ikram, so you to make them laugh also. He used to go home, speak with Azaj Mutaharat. He used to make them laugh also. Halal talk. But now there's no time to talk to the wife. All the laughing is done over the friends outside. Come home, I'm serious now. The wife also is serious now. He said, you don't even laugh at this country, you're not even smiling. Just busy, busy, busy. Go home also, the cell phone in the hand, I'm busy still, I didn't finish my work. She's also busy, I'm still chatting away. By the time we finish, both got a headache, both are tired. Go and sleep away. Go and sleep away. Allah will give us understanding. So no appreciation for auspicious nights. The heart is not there to go to the masjid to remember Allah Tabarak, to make dhikr of Allah, to talk to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is already internal punishment of the heart. I don't feel the need, I don't feel the auspiciousness of the night. Thereafter Hazrat says, ibadat is burdensome. Ibadat becomes heavy upon me. Ibadat becomes heavy upon me. You'll find now that to read 2 rakat is so difficult. But I'll take out the cell phone, my eyes are wide open now. Now the noor is too much coming out from there. They won't let me sleep. But to read salah, the 2 rakats will be too heavy now. Then to read a little bit Quran tilawat. But the phone will take up 1-2 hours. I sit in the car also, and you won't even realize also that the car next to me are gone. And I'm still sitting there. And we know the reality. It's such a psychological thing. If I'm eating also with the cell phone next to me, the food is finished. And I think now whether I eat or not. I don't even realize I finished the food. Has taken over the mind, the soul, entire existence. So ibadat becomes burdensome. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very heavy. And the ulama give the example also, that a young boy is doing bodybuilding, and he says he's doing now, he's pushing so many kilos. And you see his muscles also. But to lift the blanket for just time, it's too heavy. Ibadat becomes difficult and heavy. How come? Because the heart is being punished. There is no nur in the heart. There is no rahmat of Allah upon you. Those germs now full of music and intermingling, segregation. It's destroying the iman. And we don't realize it. We don't realize my iman is being affected. They teach us when you go to Arivin also, whatever you see affects the iman. Whatever dunya, halal dunya also. Halal dunya you see also affects the iman. That's why you have to say that Allah created it. Allah took out the effect. When you're starting the car, you can have the best car. It affects the iman. The beauty of the car of dunya will affect the iman. But when you say Bismillah, it with the name of Allah, the effect is out. So we have to utilize it with the name of Allah, everything with the name of Allah. Even before we intimate with the wife also, they Bismillah also. When a person is reaching the climax also, they got a dua to be read. Every moment there's dua to be read. To neutralize the effect of dunya, because dunya is such, it affects the person's iman. It affects it. So all these things affect the iman. So ibadat now will become heavy because there's so much of dunya. So the dhikr of Allah has to be made to make the heart lighter. Put the nur of taqwa a little bit in there. Now to read zakat of salah will become easy. Then they say that there's no attention given to the dhikr of Allah. To make the dhikr of Allah is very difficult. To make the dhikr once somebody met shaitan. He met shaitan, a wali of Allah. And shaitan says, in my life nobody caught me. Except when this wali of Allah caught me. He didn't realize. So the wali of Allah saw shaitan, he met him. And he says, shaitan, tell me something. How can I become your murid? How can I take bayat to you? Meaning, how can I become like you also? He says, but he did say, subhanallah. But shaitan said, nobody in my life asked me that. First time in my life somebody wants to become my murid. Wants to become like me. So he told him, do one thing. Rather, two things very clearly. He said, don't perform salah and swear often. Vulgar. He said, I don't perform namaz also. I didn't bow down to Adam. So also, you don't bow down. You become like me. Become like me, and I was proud. And I love vulgarity. Swearing. So swear often, it creates hypocrisy in the heart. You become just like me. The wali of Allah said, by the qasam of Allah, I will perform all my nawaz and I'll never swear. He got so angry, he banged his foot. First time in my life somebody caught me. Now the ummah will know that if you save yourself from shaitan and becoming like him, perform your nawaz and make the dhikr of Allah. Don't swear. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the heart becomes hard, then the dhikr of Allah becomes difficult. To read durood sharif, to make istighfar, to put tasbih on the hand becomes difficult. But if the heart is illuminated, then I want to take the name of Allah. I enjoy. Hazrat says, when you hear the azan, you become ecstatic. When Allah's name is being taken. To reply to the azan becomes so difficult now. To reply to, we're hearing the azan on deaf ears. Other people from other countries come, they say, subhanallah. You can hear so many azans. We can't, in our countries, jamaats go, reunion, go to other countries, they can't give azan on the mic. They never heard azan over the loudspeaker. They never heard. Alhamdulillah, our country we can hear it, but we don't reply to it. To reply to the azan is wajib. To reply to the azan is wajib. To reply to the azan physically is wajib. What does it mean? Drop everything immediately. Allah is calling. That's wajib. And to reply verbally is sunnah. And what's the reward of this? There was one sinful woman in Cape Town. Not Cape Town, some other country. Haji Nakwada Sahib gave the example. One of the foreign countries. Sinful woman. She was in Sakarat. And as she was leaving the world, she started speaking Arabic. Started speaking Arabic. So they got a shock. She doesn't know Arabic. So they called the local imam. Calling through the house. Don't know what she's saying. Then he hears her. She's looking at the door. And she's saying, هَذَانِ الرَّجُلَانِ يَقُولَانِ لِي أُدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ that these two men have come and they're telling me that old lady entering into Jannah. So he got a shock. Imam Sahib asked that local person, that what did she do? Malakul Maud came with Malaika and telling her, go into Jannah, go into Jannah. He says, you know what she was? What kind of a woman she was? But she had one habit only. When Azan used to go, she used to tell everybody, shh, shh, Allah's name has been taken. Allah loved that action so much. Allah loved it so much, Allah gave her Jannah on death, replying to the Azan. Just to repeat the words of Azan, person repeats the words of Azan, it is Durood Sharif and Dua for Azan. Nabi alayhi salatu salam says on the day of Qiyamah, my intercession is wajib for him. I will intercede for him. On a simple amal like this. But the dhikr of Allah becomes difficult. To repeat the Azan words and to make the dhikr of Allah becomes difficult, it shows that my heart now has become dark. The ninth one, love of the world, love of dunya, position, fame, greed for more. This is a punishment from Allah. Hazrat Wala says, our Shaykh Abu Hamid Sahib says that I made the first million, it took me 5 years, 10 years. Now I got the context. Now I'll make it half the time. I made the second one. Now I'll make it faster. He says, now it becomes a hobby. Now it becomes a game. And a thrill in my heart that I made it. That I can make money without money. I can order the containers without any money. I can get it financed. I can move it, pay the China man, and I made a bar. Becomes a hobby. The love of dunya comes into the heart and the love for name and fame. And mujko dek, look at me, look at me. See what I have. From the watch I'm wearing to the car I'm driving. I come up the ladder very quickly. So now the heart becomes dark. Yes, make it. No, brother. So make it by all means for the love of Allah. Allah has spent on your creation. The stepping stone to the love of Allah is looking after His creation. So the love of the world will be more. And here also our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully. He says the love of the world is not haram. To love dunya is not haram. And don't ever make this dua also. Ya Allah, remove the world, remove the love of dunya from my heart. Don't make this dua. Some youngsters now, they're getting tired of pornography and carry on being haram things. And now he makes dua, ya Allah, just remove my lust. So don't ever make the dua. There's a balance in Shariat. If Allah accepts your dua, how are you going to get married? How are you going to get married then? If Allah removes the love of dunya from the heart, the economy will come to a standstill. Ever you will say, I don't love dunya. I'm not working. We have to have the love of dunya 49%. The love of Allah 51%. Allah's love must dominate the love of dunya. I can give up my dunya for the love of Allah. So the love of dunya is there. Love for my children, love for my wife. But the love of Allah dominates everything. That is halal love now. More than that is haram love. Also when it comes to my carnal desires, Ya Allah, give me so much love of yours that overpowers my carnal desires. That's halal and jahiz. That's permissible. How to control the desires? Keep a roza. Hadith Sharif says, Alaykum bisawm. Keep a roza. How much roza? Keep every day till the desires are broken completely, until you can get married. Not just every second day, but the youngster every day has to keep a roza, till he becomes weak. Then he can't make amal, he can't fulfill his passions. And obviously he has to close also the avenues of sin. He has to close the avenues of sin. Internet, the cell phone, is killing the ummah right now. But we know how the ummah is battling. One youngster, parents bought him one cell phone. Not cell phone, this iPod or something. He said iPod before. No internet at home. No Wi-Fi. Just for him to play games at night and sleep away. But youngster still do not behaving. So I asked him, how come you still? You don't have Wi-Fi at home. You can't put a SIM card in your iPod also. So what are you doing at night? He said, no, I'm browsing the internet. And I'm watching movies. But how are you doing it? You don't have Wi-Fi. You can't put a SIM card in your phone also. Then how are you still browsing? He said, I made my mother's phone a hotspot. And she's sleeping peacefully, I'm in the next room. How on earth shaitan will plot and plan? Coming the dhikr of Allah, I call on his sabak, we saw the video for the sabak. One youngster was giving his door, it was an examination. So the ustaz said, I'm taking his imtihan, his examination for his door, and his, how the, his boy, how he moves now, and he's reading, and all of a sudden he went blank looking at the wall. The ustaz now said to him, bhai, what's wrong? What's wrong? He's in a trance. Went into a different hal, not of dhikr. He said, where your mind went to? He said, sorry. He said, where you went to?
Then he says, no. He said, bhai, wait, you reading Quran, where your mind went to? So last night I was playing PlayStation, my father bought me the latest FIFA. So I was just choosing my team right now. Just choosing the players. Mind was gone. Heart is taken over. Heart is taken over. We're living that virtual life. So now, the love of these things has overtaken the heart. Now, Mufti Ibrahim Saridi Saab mentioned recently, two brothers used to come for majlis. And sometime later, one friend stopped coming. Somebody Saab asked what happened to him. He was so pardoned, he should be coming all the time. Where is he? Somebody Saab, he passed away. What happened to him? He didn't tell me. He says he felt very ill, chronic illness. And he loves football. That was his passion, following this team and that team and the scores and everything else. And he felt very ill. And he got palpitations. He rushed home, he told the family, please call the paramedics, take me to the hospital. They took him, rushed him to ICU, couldn't do much for him. He went into a coma. Where his mind was gone, what love was in his heart. But he loved football. And he says he got out of the coma, he was in Sakarat. And he raised his hand. And he called out his football player's name that he loved. He said, I love you with all my heart. And he died like that. He said, I love you. The football player. That was the love in the heart. It gripped him. There's a doctor in Karachi wrote a kitab. He says, I saw 100 people passing away. He's a Jamaat worker. He says, there was a youngster that I was treating in the hospital. Or somebody was treating him. The youngster had terrible boils on his body. Every time the nurse would turn him over, he would swear, because of the pain. And in his spare time, he would play music. The doctor Saab would come, he say, young man, you're so ill, don't know whether you'll recover also. But your language and the music, why don't you prepare to meet Allah? He said, mind your own business. He said, but I'm giving you good counsel, advising you. You are ill, you're a young boy. Why don't you read some Quran Sharif? Read some Quran Sharif. His reply was, I'm hafiz al-Quran. I read enough, I'm tired of it. I'm just cooling my mind now. Music just cools my mind. Doctor was broken. See, the boy was in Sakarat. I went to his bedside and gave him kalima shahada, la ilaha, la ilaha. Nothing. It was just swearing and singing. Like this, he left the world. That love gripped the heart. The love gripped the heart, he left the world in this manner. See, so many I saw like this. A youngster came in hospital now with his parents, old parents, and he was like an animal, like a bull, making animal noises. They had to sedate him, take him into the ward, tie him up. Old parents are sitting quietly outside the ward. Old mother, old father. And the animal sounds he's making, can't control him. Doctor was surprised, tried to sedate him, still can't. Then he went to the parents, asked him, kya hua pachiko? What happened to your son? Mother had tears in her eyes. She put her head down. Then she said, bohot sataya mujhko. It troubled me too much. Finally I told him, you're like an animal. Oh yeah, usko lag gaya. I told him, like an animal, Allah made him like that. See, it troubled me so much. How much dua I made for him, but don't listen to me. I just got angry, I told him, like an animal. I think came into him. The doctor Saab, he says, I cried to them, please, for Allah's sake, make him maaf. They were tears in her eyes, the old man is crying. He says, Allah, make him maaf. Doctor rushed to the ward. The boy cooled down, made him read kalima, and his ruh came out. Love for the friends, love for everything else, love for the drugs, now he used to kill his mother. Love for the porn, another woman, now he hates his wife. How his mouth is going to come out? This love of things now will make the heart dark and black. Then a person can't see right from wrong. And here ulama say the worst poison, mashayikh say the worst poison for any believer is haram love. Nobody can talk you out of it. Whether he's the first wife or the first girlfriend, talk to the boy, talk to the young girl. You protected in your father's house 18 years you staying here. You are so safe. You trust this boy. She run away with him. Doesn't know what he's going to do with her. This is haram relations. It's such poison of the heart. It's so dark. That your parents are there to look after you. But I'm prepared to give up my parents for this haram love. And the haram love of a second wife, second relation, the ulama say is absolutely dark poison. Can't talk him out of it, can't talk out of it. Absolutely haram. Can't, it's haram. It's not in the haram way. But the head doesn't work. Head doesn't work. This is the worst poison of dunya, they say. The haram relationships and haram love. Love Allah creates after nikah. Then the love comes. A young boy says, but I'm in love with this girl. Can't eat, can't drink, can't sleep, can't think of anything. It's not love. That's from shaitan. It's making you feel like that. He's playing with your emotions and feelings. And nafs is playing. Allah Ta'ala puts love after nikah. When it's halal, Allah Ta'ala combines the hearts, joins the hearts. So the love of dunya and things of dunya will make the heart, position, fame, greed for more. The weakness against one's nafs and desires, that is defeated by his nafs, it shows he's not in the rahmat of Allah. My nafs is overpowering me. And he's going one way. Yes, the nafs will come over again. But as I mentioned, we will go to the environment and right company. We will slip, but we got somebody's hand to hold. We're still going for gush. We're still moving in the right direction. Allah will pull us out. And we've got few left now, that He will trivialize major sins. Major sins will be trivial to Him. He will lie, He will swear, He will make ghibat. The young girl at home will disobey her parents. Mother will tell her, cover up, she won't worry. Major sins will be regarded as small things. Not major. Now, Eid will come. Allah protect us, give us understanding, my dear brothers. Eid will come. It's a major, major, major sin not to have segregation in the house. We as parents understand, we might be past that age where we don't feel anything for the opposite gender, so to say. But they say you put butter near fire, it doesn't melt, it's not butter. If man doesn't melt near the opposite gender, then something wrong, he's not straight. Something has to happen. It will affect the iman, it will affect your love life. But the parents say, you know, we want the whole family together on one table. But they don't understand, I've got three daughters, I've got three sons, daughter-in-laws, brother-in-laws. We know the reality. We don't know in that couple's life when's the last time they were intimate. For how long they were how many months, how many moons ago, that now he's still making sabar. And here now his eyes go on his daughter-in-law, or he goes on to his sister-in-law. They say how nice she is. And we know more than often, when we come together as families, then you're more charming and more friendly with the sister-in-law than with your wife. Sometimes the wife is speaking to her sister and you make a comment, you tell her that. You're more chummy with her than with the wife too. And the parents don't understand what's happening in between. Zakim Sahib will say very bluntly, Alhamu al-mawt. Hadith Sharif says the brother-in-law is likened to death. Hadith Sharif says he'll kill your nikah. The brother-in-law will kill the nikah, whether you realize it or not, it will happen. Alhamu al-mawt. One day he will touch your hand, or you might touch his hand, you're just giving him the bowl, or giving him the bread, and the hands will touch. The feeling will be different. Then you realize, I got some feelings over here. Allah protect us. Zakim Sahib would say, before you know it, who you thought was your son turned out to be your nephew. Who you thought was your child in reality wasn't yours. It turned out to be your nephew, your brother's child. Allah protect us. But it's happening already. We can't deny it. The way these major sins become trivial. Let's see this. The parents might not realize it, but what's happening between the brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws is just something to be trivial about. This leads to all the environment coming around us of behayai, immodesty, sometimes no scarf in the house. And the parents aren't checking this. They think everything is fine. We now might be driving the cars. We've got a 16-year-old daughter. Remember when you were 16 also, we had some desires in our hearts. We don't realize my daughter has some desires for men already. But we're taking them to the mall. We might not feel anything, because alhamdulillah we are satiated. as men with our wives. But she has feelings. My son now is 17, 18, he has feelings. He's going to look around. He's going to attract him. But we don't realize it, that these things are there. So the major things in life, major sins we regard to be trivial. Is that serious? And then the 12th thing, this 13 altogether, the 12th is occupied in vain activities, futile activities, where there's no benefit, no worldly benefit and no ukhrawi benefit also. But we're just doing it. As Hazrat says, I'm just following sports. What's it in there for you? You know that match is already fixed. They all are just acting on the pitch right now. And they're making you jump. And they're making you jump. But you know, is that real right now? We see the youngsters watching all these things on the screens, etc. People are fighting there. You know, it's all. But they got us like fools, we're looking at it. Vain activities. Nothing in it whatsoever. On the internet, we know also the uploading of this I made and that I made and this baking. Is just, there's nothing in it for us. It just likes, subscribes, and I become more famous. And now more frustration in my life. Now, for a long time, you didn't update it, you didn't upload anything. Now the cooking and baking has become now actually boasting and takabbur and riya and pride. So we're feeding the same to the family, so my little son is going to become an actor also. My daughter also. Her whole life has become now upside down. So in vain actions. And now the ummah has gone to such a level right now that we're looking for enjoyment of dunya in futile things. Things that are upside down, they're jumping from the bridges upside down. You should get a thrill. Jump into sajda, ya Allah, I find you there. Where and where the ummah is going to, we've got to do this. And the Hadith Sharif says that the ummah will become just like Bani Israel, follow them, step on step. Step on step, till they extend, they go into a lizard hole, the ummah will go to the lizard hole also. They're going into that shark cage, we too go in the shark cage. Go see sharks. As I say, we see the creator of the shark. But you just a thrill. Then we got uploaded. See where I am right now. See, what I say, if you put it for the person, shame. They didn't find enjoyment in the masjid. They didn't find enjoyment in the path of Allah. And whatever the kuffar are doing, the reality, when Asadullah Sahib used to say, rahmatullah alayhi, that you look at haram women, they say, oh fool, you're looking for the pleasures of Jannat in Jahannam. You're not going to find it there. It's not, they're looking for the pleasures of Jannat right now. Not in Jannati Amal. In Jahannami Amal. Allah has kept it there, the heat is there. It's going to kill our iman. Allah protect us. And finally, the punishment that Allah Ta'ala inflicts on a person who doesn't have the noor of hidayat is negligence to akhirat. Not preparing for akhirat. He doesn't want to leave this world. He doesn't want to leave this world, he wants to live here. As I mentioned many other times, once we told our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahab, that Allah Ta'ala give you long life, Allah Ta'ala keep your shadow over us for a long period of time, Mawlana began laughing. He said, what dua are you making? You're making a dua that Allah Ta'ala keeps this prisoner in prison for longer. This world is a prison. There is better, things are better in Jannat. How long are you going to live over here? How long are you going to hold on to dunya? It's a prison this. We're just passing through here. Whatever we're enjoying of sweetness of dunya is window shopping for Jannat. Just window shopping for Jannat. We're just tasting, ya Allah, this is so enjoyable. We can imagine the pleasures of Jannat, the fruit of Jannat, the food of Jannat, the drink of Jannat. But this is only window shopping, but now we enjoy the window shopping so much, I don't want to leave now. I love this place, I don't want to go away from here. We are afraid to leave. Negligence to Akhirat. We are going to speak in our homes about Akhirat, for the pleasures of Jannah to our children. To our children. And tell them, you're eating chocolate and sweet, Allah will give you. Once I asked one youngster, my own son when he was young. Now you know the mothers will say, only one chocolate for the day. They got them rationed. So I asked him as a young boy, I said, you like, our neighbor had passed away. So I said, do you like to go to Allah Ta'ala or stay here? He said, no, I better go away there. I said, why? I said, eat how much chocolate I want. I can have all hours of candy and chocolates and sweets. Nobody can stop me. Yeah, and I must get really one every day. That is yaqeen. Allah will give him. Then yaqeen has to come in the heart that things are better there. Yeah, Allah, there we are free. We can host everybody. Take the entire family on a cruise also. No problem. Your own private yacht with your own deck and your own barai, whatever you want to have over there. No fear of anything whatsoever. Little bit sabr. Sit down with their families and ask the wife, what's your niyat of life? We mentioned this before. What's your niyat of life? Go and ask them when you go home. Yeah, what is your niyat of life? Just to live with me? That I must foot all the bills? Clothing, home, holiday? Is that only our life finished? Is anything more you thought about? What's your goal in life? Where you? Because you're going alone in the qabr. So before you get there, oh my beloved wife, before you get there, help me now to decor your qabr. I've given you the room already. Now I want to do your lighting in the qabr also. I want to do your carpeting now. I want to do your curtains now. I want to already sort out your bed in the qabr. So when you go there, you'll thank me. So give me a chance now, and let's move together. Our daughter also, we gave her the lilac room and the pink room now. Let's do it for them now. You and me together. We did our dunya, alhamdulillah. Let's start planning our qabr for our children now. Let's teach them, send them to maktab, madrasa, Quran, the night, evenings, the surahs, the fajr namazes, everything. Let's do it for them now. Not then my daughter tomorrow, now we got the news. Somebody told me now, recent, somebody passed away, Acha Murana, where Yawa Sab from, Peter Marisburg, lost his 7-year-old daughter. 7 masum child. 7-year-old daughter. So I got to do now for my family. I'm the imam of the house. Sit at home, go back home, sit to the wife and ask her, what's your niyat of life? Qiyamah day, you're going to stand alone. I'm not going to stand with you. That day, you want to know me. And I'm going to stand alone also. I'm going to help you, you're going to help me. We're going to push these kids, push them to school and school and school and school. We'll be gone in the qabr, they'll forget about us. They're going to forget. We got them already for coaching on Saturdays, and we got them there, some other ballet dancing there, and music and piano lessons over there, and tutoring over there. None of that is going to contribute to your qabr tomorrow. None of it is going to help you. That person passed away, he left behind, not a very pious person, he left behind pious wife and one baby. Pious person passing his qabr sees him now burning the fire of Jahannam being punished. Ya Allah. He passes by some other time in the qabr, he sees that man in Jannat. What happened? So he needs to raka salah, ask Allah, Ya Allah, how come? He removed his azab-e qabr. Allah says he left behind a pious wife and one baby. The child became of age. So Allah Ta'ala says the child went to madrasa. And the ustaz laqqanahu ustazuhu. Ustaz told him, Eh beta, ya bunayya, iqra. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then, oh young boy, say Bismillah ar-Rahman. First day in Maktab. So Allah Ta'ala revealed to this Buzruk that his son said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim ala sath al-ard. Upon the surface of the earth, how can it be that I'm punishing him in the belly of the earth? I removed his punishment because of his son. Because of his son, that Bismillah only took his son, who is the portion of him, took my name. I'm Rahman Rahim. I removed the azab from him. Our investment for akhirat is our children. We are worried about what they're going to eat in dunya. My concern should be, Allah, these are my tools to make my jannat. These are my tools to make my jannat. I'm going to push him in that direction. Tomorrow I'm gone, Ya Allah, they walk into the masjid. He's the imam on the musalla, and I'm receiving the reward over there. Not that he's gone somewhere else. He's sitting at Mug and Bean having coffee. I'm sitting in the qabr. I took him there. I gave him the habit. My father taught me this every night. Must have a cup of coffee. What the father is going to get? Allah protect, he mustn't get mugged. Given beans over there. Allah protect us. But there's a legacy I left behind. So we have the chance, my dear. These are beautiful nights of Ramadan. Take out a few minutes. Cry to Allah. Ya Allah, show me the direction. Go home, sit with the family. We forgot about Jannat. We forgot about Jannat. Let's make our Jannat together now. Come. We're not saying don't do the holidays. Yes, we have to take the family, enjoy with them, take the talim kitab also, no problem. It's amal we have to do, alhamdulillah. Enjoy, as Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullahi alayhi to South Africans. Allah has spoiled you all. Allah has spoiled you all with everything. Although there's insecurity, but you've got every bounty in the world. I've been to countries, they're enjoying some bounties. Allah has given you all at one time in this country. Every bounty you've got here, the domestics, the gardeners, the boys, infrastructure, you all got it. The food you all have, you see the food will be laid out now in the month of Ramadan. What drink is not there? Hot, cold, this, that, everything. Allah has given you. Allah has made so many things halal and few things haram. Why are you going to haram? Why are you going to grey areas? Enjoy the halal. How much you want? No problem. Enjoy your wife, enjoy the children. We're not saying no, but put them on deen. Put them on deen and cool your heart. My little baby, put them in Islamic garb. The baby is small, buy the burqi. Put the kurta on. He'll be a mujahid one day. My little daughter will become the wali of Allah one day. Bring them up now like that. We don't need anything else. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq. This is a cry right now for people in the country that turn back to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Little bit will turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah will open His doors of mercy and rahmat inshallah. We'll make a short zikr and short dua. Brothers can start engaging in the amal also inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight could be the night of Qadr. We open our hearts and we raise our hands in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. To get our work done with Allah is very easy. We make our intentions inshallah that Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan, I want to continue my salah 5 times a day in the masjid to keep my iman also intact, to keep it warm, to keep it garam. We have to link ourselves to the masjid. We have the effort of da'wah taking place, we have gush taking place twice a week. At least a Friday night Shab Guzari program in Masjid-e-Hilal. Brothers come there, sit for the program. The halqa of ta'aleem taking place, du'as are accepted. At least my heart will be recharged, my iman will be recharged. Oh, Ijtima is coming also. 1 week after Eid, next week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, our Kabir ulama are coming from overseas. Let us attend the Ijtima. I don't know when the time of my hidayat will come. Bring my friends, bring the youngsters, bring our children, sit in the programs, and take as much as we can. Allah has blessed us with these gatherings. Before any riot can start, before any test can come, these gatherings are there to ward off all this azab. Let us be there. Allah will save us, inshallah. Sometimes in the car also, we only read dua, we don't make others read dua. Possibly the accident will happen, Allah save us, but we'll be saved, we read the dua. This is the family event. We think, I read dua, so all are safe. You read dua, you'll be safe. So we also go for the ishtima. Take our children, tell the woman folk at home, take our sadqa, make dua, Allah make it a means of hidayat. That the government gets hidayat, our locality gets hidayat, halat change. So we have Friday night Shab Guzari Masjid Hilal. We have the other zikr programs taking place. Mashayikh have programs taking place. Mawli Magda has his program. Mawinna Imbuthala has his program. We have enough ulama in our locality. Whoever we, the blood type agrees with, that we gel with that person. We feel comfortable. We can talk to the person. We have love for him. We have confidence in him. We feel my istah will take place. Go and link up ourselves. Go and link up ourselves. Myself, third class dabba, third class coach. Link up with the first class, with the first class who will reach, we'll also reach there. We just go and link up with the friends of Allah, wherever they will reach, we'll reach there also. They say the minimum benefit of having a sheikh is when he raises his hands and makes dua for those that are with him, whether it be at Kaaba Sharif, at the Roda, on the big nights, I'll also be including the dua of his. That's the minimum benefit. That they will make dua, I'll also get a share in the duas also. So we have all these activities taking place every week. We have our programs Tuesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Shab Guzari. Go somewhere and link ourselves up to keep our iman strong. Our masturat, our ladies at home, link them up also to some program, weekly talim taking place. Encourage them, ask the local ladies to pick up my wife, take her for the program. Even if I have a baby also, speak to the senior ladies, bring your baby and come. No problem, you can sit in the room, but come for the program. Jamaat's a coming locality. We don't know when her heart will change. We're mentioning this every night. For our ladies at home, we have given them everything, alhamdulillah. Everything, the best we have given them. But we haven't given them deen yet. We have to encourage them. It'll take them time, but good environment, pious company, good amount of time, their hearts will change. We have to allow them to go. We have to make the plan to take them. Make a plan, ask ulama, tell your wife, fatal apa, phone my wife, encourage her, call her, welcome her. And their hearts will change, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. O Kareem Rahimullah, most kind Allah, ya laduli ya fazal and karam, O my Allah, that you have invited us, ya Allah, to your home, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you the host, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you say, ya Allah, make ikram and honor the guest. Ya Allah, we are your guest tonight, O my Allah. Many brothers have come, O my Allah, with different needs and hajats and taqazas, O my Allah, in their hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all their needs, O my Allah. Fulfill their needs, O my Allah. Whatever habits we have, O my Allah. Ya Allah, remove it, ya Allah. Make us good Muslims, O my Allah. Grant every single person your nisbat, ya Allah. Grant them your connection, O my Allah. Your muhabbat and love. Such muhabbat, such love for you, O my Allah, that nothing can break the bond between us and you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong bond, O my Allah. No nafs and shaitan can break it, O my Allah. Grant us, O my Allah. Grant our wives, O my Allah. Grant our parents, O my Allah. Grant our children, O my Allah. Make us all mujahideen. Make us da'is of deen. Call us towards your greatness, O my Allah. Accept us, accept our progenies. Ya Allah, save us from overwhelming love of dunya, O my Allah. From all the sports and all the hobbies, O my Allah. Make your love dominant in our lives. The love for Nabi alayhi salatu, the love for his sunnahs, for his dressing, for his brand name, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give it to us, give our children, give our wives, O my Allah. Make our homes, ya Allah, homes of Jannat. Make it Jannati homes, Jannati lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you've given us the best of dunya, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. All the avenues of deen, you've opened it for us. Ya Allah, give us sufi to take part in the avenues of deen, O my Allah. Bring deen into our lives. What is enjoyment with muhabbat, with love, O my Allah. That we enjoy being pious, O my Allah. Ya Allah, and all this glitter and glamour of dunya leaves our eyes, O my Allah. According to zarurat and need, ya Allah, we'll fulfill, ya Allah, whatever we have to do in this worldly life. Ya Allah, make deen our goal, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take us out in your path, O my Allah. Utilize our health, our wealth, our time, Ya Allah, for the khidmat, for the service of deen. Ya Allah, make us pious, O May Allah. Give us taqwa, give our wives taqwa. Ya Allah, give us muhabbat in our homes, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. Such muhabbat that is due to your muhabbat and your love. O May Allah, we don't know how to love our children. We don't know how to love our wives, O May Allah. Ya Allah, because we don't know how to love you, O May Allah. Once we will learn to love you, the creator of our wives and our children and the one that gave us our homes and our businesses, Ya Allah, if your love will come into our heart, O May Allah, then our love for our families will be genuine. Now we know how to love them, O May Allah, how to love our children, how much love to show them, how much to give them. Because Ya Allah, we have you with us, O May Allah. Ya Allah, if we lost you, Ya Allah, we've lost everything, O May Allah. Ya Allah, if we've got you, we've got everything, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, O May Allah. Make us yours, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, every step of our life, Ya Allah, guide us to make the correct decisions, O May Allah, to move in the right direction, O May Allah. Ya Allah, we are blind, we don't have the strength. Ya Allah, you become our guide in our life, Ya Allah. Every day of our life, what decisions to make for our families, for our children, for their schooling, for their madrasa, for their futures, for our wives, for our families, Ya Allah. You guide us, O May Allah, to that which is most pleasing to you. Ya Allah, you are the creator. You made us. You gave us everything, O May Allah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten. We become negligent. We become unmindful. O Allah, open our hearts, Ya Allah. Reignite the iman within our hearts, O May Allah. That we are living for you, O May Allah. We have to come towards you one day. We have to stand before you, Ya Allah, before that day comes, O May Allah, because true believers, true mu'mineen, true ashiqeen, arifeen, abideen, that our day becomes for you, our night becomes for you. Ya Allah, we've tasted the haram of this world. Ya Allah, the sweet poison of this world. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we beg of you in this night. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, oh my Allah. The sweetness of iman, oh my Allah. When we eat the food, oh my Allah, we taste the sweetness that you put in the food. We see your hand feeding us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in our wives, we see your beauty, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in our children, with the cuteness of our children, oh my Allah, we see your hand and your barakat and your creation and your beauty, oh my Allah. Everywhere we see you. We do everything with Bismillah, with your love, with Durood Sharif, O May Allah. Thanking you for the ni'mat of being the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, every step of our life, Ya Allah, we see you. Ya Allah, this will become a jannati life for us, O May Allah. Love this strife, Ya Allah. The hearts are broken anytime. There's war in the homes, O May Allah. Anytime explosion, O May Allah. That we don't even go home, O May Allah. So many husbands doesn't go home, O May Allah. Ya Allah, turn the tables around, O May Allah. Turn the condition around. Make our home full of muhabbat with your love, O May Allah. When you see our wives, O May Allah, it is because your command, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We sit together in the sunnah tariqah, in the dasturkhan. We eat from one utensil. There's smiles, there's muhabbat, there's good words, there's sweet words, there's ta'alim taking place, Quran tilawah taking place. Ya Allah, we are going to the masjid for salah, O May Allah. Ya Allah, that environment of Medina Munawwara, once again, Ya Allah, bring it into our homes, O May Allah. Make our homes full of muhabbat and love and security, O May Allah. That the wives and ourselves and our children are all working towards akhirat. That one day we all meet in Jannah, O May Allah, to be happy forever, Ya Allah, in your muhabbat, in your love. Ya Allah, accept us, give us the understanding, give us the strength, O May Allah. Save us from the fitnas around us, O May Allah. Grant us plenty of halal sustenance and rosy. Save us from haram, O May Allah. Be involved in haram, O May Allah. Take us out immediately, O May Allah. Be involved in haram relationships, O May Allah. Give us the strength of iman, Ya Allah. Give us halal relationships, Ya Allah. It is full of barakat and muhabbat and love, O May Allah. Ya Allah, save us from your disobedience, O May Allah. Ya Allah, take us back home, O May Allah, where the food at home is tasty, O May Allah. We enjoy the food in the sunnah tariqah, in the sunnah way. Ya Allah, to make our salah with jamaat in the masjid, where there's da'wah taking place in our homes, the halqa of ta'alim, ta'alum taking place, Ya Allah, the zikr taking place, ibadat, this khidmat for going our rights, wishing well for everyone, doing everything for your pleasure, O May Allah, accept our lives for the khidmat of deen. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, reward our parents, Ya Allah, give them the best of dunya, qabar and akhirat, O May Allah. All those, Ya Allah, doing this i'tikaf, Ya Allah, that have fed us, that have spent upon us, that have supported us, O May Allah. Ya Allah, you feed them till jannat al-firdaus, O May Allah. Ya Allah, you give them the best of dunya, qabar and akhirat, O May Allah. They open their hearts, O May Allah. They open their homes. They open their pockets, O May Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them, Ya Allah. Bless their children, O May Allah. Those that came, Ya Allah, with muhabbat and love, and sat in the programs, O May Allah, make them your beloveds, O May Allah. Make their families, make their parents, make their wives, O May Allah. Whoever came, whoever support, whoever fed us, Ya Allah, the khidmat jamaat, O May Allah. Accept them, Ya, the youngsters, the young children, Ya Allah, the entire team, O May Allah. Those that are behind them, O May Allah. The trustees of the masjid, Ya Allah, the imams and the huffaz and every one of them, whoever made ihsan upon us, O may Allah, you make ihsan upon them. Ya Allah, feed them everywhere, all the time, spiritually, physically, Ya Allah, financially, emotionally, O may Allah. Ya Allah, in this world, at the time of maut, O may Allah. Ya Allah, right till Jannat al-Firdaus, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, and accept us with the khidmat of deen. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'u al-alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم أمي يلا all those that ask us to make dua for them, be the mothers at home, أمي يلا يلا be the our family members at home, يلا be the sick and the old, the ailing, those in hospital, يلا those young, يلا young couples or young girls and boys, أمي يلا that are marriageable age, all those in deaths, all those in hospitals, all those bewas and all those widows, يلا who lost the shadow and the shade, يلا of their husbands, أمي يلا whether they passed away, whether they divorced, أمي يلا Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you become the Hafiz, Ya Allah. You become the Wakil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you take over the affairs, Ya Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, they are waiting for the Taqdeer to open up for them. Oh my Allah, it's a beautiful night in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, they are the Ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, open the Taqdeer for them, Ya Allah. Give them happiness of this worldly life, Ya Allah, of Akhirat. Ya Allah, give them respect of their families, Ya Allah. They lost their husband, they don't want to show them the respect, the kindness and love. Ya Allah, you open the way for them, Ya Allah. Grant them suitable spouses, wherever they are, wherever they may be, Umay Allah. All those couples, Ya Allah, whose children are young, hospital, they're ailing, they are sick, or whatever bimari illnesses they may be, Umay Allah. Those in debts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for long, Ya Allah. They're waiting for Rosie to open up, Umay Allah. Ya Allah, open it up for them, Ya Allah. Make it easy for them, Umay Allah. Grant them plenty of halal. All those in, Ya Allah, in riba, in the banks, Umay Allah, grant them plenty of risk, Ya Allah. And to pay off all the debts and become out of it, Umay Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us a halal and pure and clean life, O Kareem Rahim Allah. الله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين آمين. But as the humbly requested, inshallah, we in the house of Allah is a masjid to keep the sanctity, the respect of